Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. It's always a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk about our distance plant breeding program at Texas A&M. It's a interdepartmental program, both soil and crop sciences and horticultural sciences offer graduate degrees in plant breeding. And as all of you know, none of these kinds of things happen without good staff folks, and Leanne Haig is the coordinator of our distance program. We initiated the program in 2013 in the spring, and it took a couple of years to get through all of the committees that were necessary to get approval to offer a program at distance. We can offer classes at distance without any problems, but a program and actually offering a degree requires approval all the way up through the accrediting agency. It is designed, of course, for people who are working or unable to come to campus and gain their graduate degrees. Students are enrolled in the same classes, taught by the same professors, with the same level of rigor that is expected on campus. Interaction occurs through various online technologies with professors in particular classes and in their research. And most of the classes are non-synchronous. People have the opportunity to listen to lectures and accomplish tasks and assignments through non-synchronous times, as you would expect. We offer all of the graduate degrees. We offer a master's non-thesis option. This requires 36 semester credit hours. Four of these hours can be internships of some sort, including in the companies where many people work. Master of Science degree requires 32 semester credit hours beyond a BS. And I'll say more about this in a moment, but our program depends upon research and at the research degrees and requires an on-site PhD person who can become a member of our graduate faculty at Texas A&M and who will co-chair the local research. And of course a PhD requires the same thing, but requires 64 semester credit hours, as is common across the U.S. The keys to success are the research facilities. We cannot accept anyone into a MS research or PhD program that does not have access to research facilities. These research facilities include traditional facilities. There are a student or two in the program that their research facilities are rather unique. They are laboratory facilities that doesn't include the standard field activities and facilities that we have. One of the most interesting ones that we have is a brewer in Dallas. And when he came to us and wanted to work in the program, he Seth Murray is his co-chair on campus. He has a co-chair at the University of North Texas. And when we first started conversing about the possibility of him being in the program, I was sitting there on the phone thinking, there's no way. We cannot make this work. And the more we talked about it, the more it became apparent that we could make it work. This young man had already selected strains of yeast for unique whiskeys, and he was interested in selecting unique strains of corn for brewing purposes. And so he's one of, academically, he's an outstanding student, and it's working out well for him. Most of the courses that we have on campus are available at distance. The faculty, plant breeding faculty and others have come together and have been enthusiastic about making their courses and their information available. And they're energetic and enthusiastic about working with distance students. And of course we have a lot of other courses that are available that are already on online, statistics and genetics, business and finance, human resource development, entomology, and the list goes on and on. Let me introduce you to a couple of those graduate students. You're going to get to listen to one later on in this session. But let me introduce you to a couple of others. Matthew Ryan is a technician at the Portageville Experiment Station in Portageville, Missouri. I have the good fortune of being his own campus co-chair, and Dr. Grover Shannon with the University of Missouri is his distance co-chair. His research and his dissertation was improvement of soybean, or is improvement of soybean, across several soil types. Cody Conda is with Bayer Crop Science. He's located. He was located in India. His co-chair on campus is Dr. Amir Ibrahim, wheat breeder, and his co-chair is Raj Yag Raj, a rice breeder with Bayer. And this young man is will be one of our next couple of graduates in the program. And if I'm not mistaken, he has already been reassigned and moved to Canada by Bayer as a canola breeder. Tabby and I had the pleasure of co-chairing this DuPont employee, DuPont Pioneer, located in Hyderabad, Canada, India, rather. His research is in genotypic and phenotypic potential of F1 hybrids for mechanized harvest in India. Vishal demonstrates the flexibility of this program. Vishal spent a year on campus and then moved into a distance mode, went back to India, where he completed research. So we had research locations both in the United States and in India, and he just completed his thesis defense has submitted his dissertation to the thesis clerk at A&M, and will graduate in December. This is the young man, the distiller that I was telling you about. He's with Seth and Eric Semenek at the University of North Texas. Some of the demographic breakdowns of our current students: we currently have 9 female and 16 male. 13 are PhDs, 6 are master's, non-thesis option. 6 are thesis option masters. 22 are in soil and crop sciences. 3 are in horticulture. And you can see the distribution of them: 13 in Texas, California, Illinois, Missouri, Maryland, Arkansas, and as I've said, 2 in India. Here are some of their affiliations, the range of companies that they are associated with, or other entities such as the Missouri Agricultural Experiment Station. We also have continuing education, because it kind of falls in the same area. This information goes to students who are not looking to get an advanced degree, but they just want to increase their knowledge or, in certain areas of plant breeding. And so it's designed to convey that knowledge to crop about crop genetics and the improvement to industry, technical, and professional personnel. We can provide a professional certificate for those who are interested in that. That adds a little level of rigor to continuing education. But as you all know, continuing education, the responsibility to learn and gain the information lies with the student more so than it does with the professors providing the classes. It's self-paced, it's self-assessed. They're non-degree seeking, therefore they're not enrolled at Texas A&M, and they're all taught by the same professors that teach the online courses for academic purposes. In 2015, we had 73 individuals who are participating in through 165 course units in that. So that's the nuts and bolts of our graduate distance program. We're quite pleased with the success of it. We have about 45 plant breeding graduate students on campus who are active and full-time graduate students, and we have 24 in the distance program. So it has grown quite well over the last 3 or 4 years, and we're quite pleased with that. And as the moderator stands, I will open the floor for questions if there's time.
I think we'll have to hold those. Thanks very much, Wayne. I think we'll have to hold the questions for the...